Kira, is the extreme right in Australia gaining members, or are they simply getting louder and prouder?
Look, I think it's a bit of both. So they're definitely gaining the confidence that the latest rallies are showing. But I think the main point to consider is that a lot of these events are aimed at showing their broader appeal to the community who may be feeling a lot of these, quote, anxieties about, say, African crime, which has been promoted in some mainstream media outlets, or the tensions of high immigration levels, which are causing stresses in the capital cities of Melbourne and Sydney.
I must, I'm obviously living in my sort of Sydney lefty bubble, but in terms of a broader audience, I'd have to say, well, how successful is that going?
I think only time will tell. A lot of the online commentary on the 5th of January, the date of the Reclaim the Beach rally, a lot of the chatter was discussing how these aren't far-right activists. These are just regular mums and dads who are concerned about the rise in crime, the purported rise in crime in Melbourne suburbia. So how successful that refrain is, we'll find out soon. But a lot of the commentary in the mainstream media actually does kind of reinforce this message. There's African crime, there's concern about the African youth gangs, and it seems to be reinforcing itself, which is the main worry. But a big concern is how these activists are being represented in federal politics in the form of, historically, the politics of Pauline Hanson's One Nation, but now there's a much more defined representative in the independent Fraser Anning, who has associated directly with the groups, the United Patriots Front, at these rallies, who has deep links to neo-Nazi elements, as researched very admirably by the White Rose Society in a recent report that they've published. So it remains to be seen how it will be reflected in the next election, which is probably in mid-May, but I think it's definitely right that there is some anxiety that this can grow into a political force that really defines Australian politics and drags it even further to the right.
Well, talking about dragging to the right, some have pointed to right-wing extremism as a kind of pushback against the perception society is generally speaking, moving to the left of spectrum. What's your take on that?
I think that point is broadly true, but there's a bit more nuance to it, I think. That's the common argument that needs to be expanded upon is that when people say the left, what they really mean is neoliberal economics, which is the parameters of the political economy of the last 30 years or so. It's the common Trump story, the Brexit story, that the, quote, economic anxieties that are kind of being experienced by a lot of traditionally working class people, and in, say, the United States, in the United Kingdom, in Australia, they call it the white working class. And that these people have been left behind by the globalization of industry, the migration of manufacturing into countries in Southeast Asia, and China in particular. So that's the economic argument. And then the socially liberal policies that have come through a sort of historical movement. So the Black Civil Rights Movement, more pushes towards Indigenous recognition, recognition, sorry, the LGBTQI movements that have been more visible in the last 30 years, they see this and they tie these two together and they want to go back to a past that seems more simple. And I think that right-wing movements in particular in the last 150, 200 years of political classical liberalism that we kind of live in has been defined a lot. The right wing has been defined as a return to the traditional values that we once lived in. So respect the hierarchy in the monarchy, traditional Christian values. And a lot of these ideas are, they exist in the modern right. And it is a lot of, there's a lot of continuing line of thought in these movements.
Looking at the rallies themselves specifically, usually the ones we see, the images that we see coming out of these rallies is, there tends to be a sort of group of neo-Nazis and their friends on one side, separated by a row of police from these big, big counter rallies, which tend to be larger groups that have gathered to drown them out, shout them down in a lot of situations. Yeah. Are these anti-racism counter rallies an appropriate way of protesting against the extreme right, or are they playing into the right's hands?
Look, I think the tactics of counter rallies are very important to demonstrate to these fascists that we will not be silent. We will be visible, and we want to remind you that there is opposition to these, to the right wing tactics and mobilization. It won't be easy for them to push their ideas onto society violently. There will be resistance. So I think it's very important to demonstrate that through a counter rally.
Do you think the next federal election will be a bit of a yardstick for how popular these policies, these right-wing extreme sort of thoughts are going to be in mainstream politics going forward?
I think so, yes. So we can see now with the Liberal National Party completely going for their culture war line. They have taken a lot of these far right ideas, like the canonization of Australia Day is the most recent example, but conversations about immigration levels, conversations about what it means to be Australian, these are ideas that have been internalized by the Liberal National Party in order to try and return some of these votes from the further right-wing parties back to the more, we can call them, center-right parties. And this is a very, very traditional tactic of the Liberal National Party, even going back to John Howard when Pauline Hanson first appeared in Australian politics. They were neutralised essentially by absorbing One Nation's policies, especially on immigration. So whether or not the more left tendencies in Australian politics can set a message or a clearer message on policy and values, or whether the Australian public will, as has happened historically, vote with fear essentially and elect more conservative leading politics and politicians, that is a defining question of this next election, yes.
Well, Kira, thank you very much. Obviously, we could talk on this one, but do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about it.
Yeah, not at all. Thank you for having me on.